We have been through a lot, the Aboriginal race. Genocide, murder, kidnapping and rape. We have been through hell and still we survived. Our culture is still here, it is still alive. Standing strong, standing proud, having our say and speaking out loud, fighting for justice, freedom and speech, our country, our dreaming, our land, our seas. But most of all, keeping our culture alive, dancing and singing around the firelight, telling stories and teaching too, playing clapsticks and didgeridoos, weaving baskets and fruit picking too, speaking and learning our lingo as well. Gee, what a deadly story that'll be to tell. Over 60,000 years of dreaming and Aboriginal history to be told.
This life I live, I can't explain. The drugs, the games, the human ways. Some are innocent, some for a cause, but this time I think I trip more than all. My mind is in mine, my mind is a mute, but wait, what do they call you? Aren't you mankind? So for whatever you are, for whatever you may be, don't play with my heart nor my mind. For what you don't realise, confusion sets in. So without a whisper, without a sound, only you know what will come around. He walks like a shadow and looks like the wind. They call him my shadow that's locked deep within and then only comes out when games will begin.
The main thing for me is getting out, because I've been in for a long... some people say not a long time. I say it's a long time, 3 years. And I honestly don't know what to do when I get out. You know what I mean? I don't know. I was in for a year before that. I was out for 2 months and in for 3 years, you know? I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's in store for me. It's all changed. But the main thing is, really, I've linked back in with my footy club and all that. So, you know, I didn't even play a game. I was sitting on the bench with them, but I used to train with them and that. So but I've linked back in with them, get a job and that. But the main thing I want to do, I want to go up Northern Territory. I can't remember the exact name of this joint, but I want to go up there. They do a youth program. I'm still young and they can relate to me, you know, because most of the fellas, there's some younger fellas there, 12-year-old young lads, you know, but most of them like 16, 17, they can relate to me, you know. And I just want to help kids, just the next generation, you know. I want them to learn. And in a way, I'm glad that I went through this so I can show them what not to go through, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, the main thing when I get out is just coping with getting out at first and then, yeah, going to help the young generation grow up.
When I get out, I'd like to start my own recording studio up, get brothers like Johnny there and that, you know, start a little group up, just brothers from all over come together and, you know, just let our feelings out and that. Yeah, that's about pretty much it. And I just want to be a good role model for everyone, you know, I want people to respect me and that when I go. And, yeah, that's pretty much it from me.
Yeah, when I get out of prison, I just want to go back to work, back to my little girl Skylar and Mrs. Megan. But overall in life, I just want to do what I do best is farming and leave something for my older two daughters, Mia and Ella. Sadly, I haven't seen them in a couple of years, so just as long as they know that I'm thinking of them every minute of the day and just want to work for them and just let them know that there's something there for them when I'm no longer
this
around.
This is for my peeps, all the couriers on the streets. To all that have passed, may you rest in peace. This is how I dance, I'm an Aborigine. We're all locked up, but I'm here to set us free. We're all shooting stars, that's the way it's gotta be. I got my trouble scars, man, take it from me. Black, yellow, red, that's the brand that I lead. This is our land and they come and took it with greed. The colours of my flag, that's the colours that I bleed. In the right direction, I'm the brother that they need. I never had much, so it's always been up to me. To the next generation, man, that's my only destiny. The longest lingering culture, it's written down in history. Come on my couriers, no more misery. This is for my couriers all across the land. Black, yellow, red, I'm representing Gippsland. This is how I do it and play my didge. To finish it off, I love my kids.
NAIDOC means for me, well, it means a time to remember our ancestors, remember the fight that they fought to keep our culture alive. I mean, that fight will never finish. Yeah, that will go on and on and on. And it's good to see the young fellas here getting involved and really having a go. You know, I mean, even from inside these walls, they may have our bodies, but they don't have our spirit. They can't take our culture and the way we think. Take that from us. You know? That's good. What we got to remember is we walked this land a long time, a long time. And I can still walk out there today and pick up a piece of earth and hold it in my hand, and I'm home. You know, them walls mean nothing. Nothing. I'm still home. I can hold
One
that
day
earth.
We'll all see a light. Its light is like a big red fire, shining big and bright. But why is the light darkening, turning like the night? Someone give me answers before it's out of sight. no way to go, nowhere to be. The lights are out, no path to see. So we'll just turn back around. It's not over yet, the lights are still out. Back through our sorrow, hearts full of pain. There's no one to help us jump back on a train. Subway to subway, station to station. But out in the country, there's different creations. But till that time comes, it's time to just say, night is now over, dawn brings its rays. So follow it, baby, with all of your heart. All have a destiny and there is your fate. So follow it, baby, with all of your heart. Let no one enter or just fall apart. Wake up, all you babies, for please goodness sake. Wake up, all you babies,
don't
kill our old race.
How do you know where you're going? And what kind of person that you can become? Because I honestly think that I could have done better for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been there for my daughter.
You want to say hello to your daughter?
Yeah, actually I do.
Yeah.
Hello, Italia. How you going? Daddy's sorry that he messed up again. But when he gets out, I'll make it right.
Mm.
I love you, my girl.
How old's Talia?
She's 7 years of age.
How long have you been locked up while she's been on this...
Growing up.
...place we call Earth?
Yeah, so far I've been in three and a bit years.
So nearly half her life.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Gary? It's...
I honestly feel shattered.
Yeah.
I should have done the right thing in the first place by her.
Yeah.
But when I get out, I will...
Where does she live?
She lives in Broadie with my mum and dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's with the perfect people.
Yeah.
She's going to get spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mum's the rock in my family. She's always looked after my family, no matter what.
Yeah.
My brother was in two accidents. Now he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No. So my mum's become a full-time carer. And on top of that, she went to court with me to get custody for my daughter. My ex-missus, she'd done the smartest thing that she's ever done in her life. Signed over custody to my mum. And in that courtroom, I'd done the same thing. But on top of that now, my mum... She's taken on my sister's baby boy. So if it wasn't for her, I doubt my family would be together. My mum's name's Margaret.
Margaret. So Margaret, if you're listening out there, amazing job you're doing. And your dad. What's his name?
Gary.
Gary. Well, Gary and Margaret out there, if you're listening in, yeah, you're an amazing couple, looking after your grannies.
I love my parents.
Yeah.
And I'll do anything for them.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they are rocks.
Yeah. You know the best thing for them? It's for you to go home.
And stay home.
Mm-hmm. And stay home. Yeah.
Hopefully what I take away from this day is the acknowledgement that I was a bit of a... just messing up all the time. I've just got to try to... when I think about doing something, remember my daughter and my family at home. So...
Yeah.
And hopefully I can get out of Broadmeadows.
Yeah. There are certain places right across the country that are no good for our mobs, you know.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I've always asked my family, let's move to the country. Let's just go out the country. I reckon it'll be grouse out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no matter what, no matter how many times I ask, we can't do it because we've got too many carers coming in to look after my brother Robert.
Yeah.
Which I can understand. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to end up talking to my family and say to them, I'm sorry, but I got to get away from Broadie for a while just to get in touch with myself, find out who I am. And another thing that I just want to say and let people know, you might not be a bad person yourself, but remember this, be careful who you associate with because they can lead you down the wrong path. But at the end of the day, it is up to everybody's choice who they want to associate with. But just remember this, it's up to you, and remember what you're going to lose if you go down the wrong path. Mm-hmm. Because I did, and I'm sitting in bar in prison, and I'm doing time for my mess-ups. So if I can help anybody out there from not going down the same lines I'm going down, please take my advice. If I can just save one person from doing what I've done, it would be all worth me talking on the microphone. And trust me, I was more shy.
Were grippy, eh?
I was gripping on the chair just a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something to say.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think I've done the right thing. Hopefully I have. Just try to do right for yourselves. That's all I ask. And probably all your families, that's all they ask too.
And We are live on 3CR 855 AM. This is Radical Radio Radiothon celebrating 40 years of 3CR. Oh my goodness, 40 years, people. Can you imagine that? You guys can say something. We've got a live studio audience in 3CR today, and this is a very special, unique broadcast. It's called Revelations and Radical Radio. It's a Pan-African Poets Cafe organized event to fundraise for 3CR. So I'm just going to say we've got someone on the phones taking in your donations if you're listening in, because we know that not everybody can actually come in. And I think Juliet's holding the tally sheet that actually has the amounts. Juliet is our programs coordinator, projects coordinator, and I'll be speaking to her in a little bit. So the program we're raising money for right now is Femme Freestyle. Woo woo! They were actually in on the Hip Sister Hop Show the other day, and their target is $500. So we've raised $90 so far, people calling in and you guys coming and donating on the door as well. Congratulations. Thank you very much. 3CR runs on the smell of an oily rag with a lot of really dedicated volunteers. There's about 400 of us, and a small staff of about four or five. So we do what we can to make sure that the airwaves remain accessible to everyone who is left out of mainstream media. That's what we do at 3CR. We just had chats with Robbie Thorpe and Viv Marlowe. Robbie has been advocating for treaty for 30 years through 3CR. We're only just talking about it now. So tune into Black Block on Mondays, tune into Five First on Wednesdays, and tune into Black and Deadly on Friday. We've actually just been listening to a project that has been organized through 3CR for, I think, 14 or 15 years now. So since 2002, 3CR has broadcast live during NAIDOC Week from several Victorian prisons. Giving a voice to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander inmates who are incarcerated. And the Beyond the Bars program, that's what it's called, is held annually. I've just said that. So we listened to some poetry that was actually recorded in the prisons and then created, turned into a little CD. Those of you who are here, I'm sure we can give you a CD for coming in and donating. There's some really beautiful, insightful information in those CDs, and it kind of ties in with our theme of revelations. Because there's a lot of stories we don't hear. And those stories can really shift our consciousness about what needs to get done in this world, you know? That's why I love being here at 3CR. So Juliet did not want to be right here in this spot, right? I'm just going to say it straight. Everyone's getting used to me. I'm very like, Juliet didn't want to be here. Because 3CR does not believe in people speaking for people. How cool is that? So I said, Juliet, can you come talk about that, please? And she said, yeah, okay, we can talk about that. So can we talk about that a little bit, Juliet?
So I'm here talking about how I didn't want to come and talk about anything.
Yes, to do with the Beyond the Bars program, even though you do the bulk, I mean, you and Gab do the bulk of administration for that program.
That's right.
But you don't want to talk about what you do?